Blog Talk Radio.
Because I'm brand new day, brand new mercies, brand new life. Praise the Lamb of God that comes through us through the power of Jesus Christ. It's a blessing to be here today, live in the studio, praise the Lamb of God, with health and wholeness, praise God. And my God in heaven, the Holy Ghost, is here with us, the Spirit of the living God, and we thank and praise him for his precious gifts today. I'm excited about you, you and you, what God is doing in your life. Praise the Lamb of God. Today is our intercessory inspirational day here at PSM Live. And I thank God for all of our intercessors and those that come on every day, praise the Lord, to lead us in prayer and take us to the throne of grace, to intercede for others, for our nation, for this world we live in, for our communities, for our children. Praise God. I thank God today for our friend and brother, Prophet Darrell Saunders, who's in queue right now with us, praise the Lamb, and is about to come on. He is supposed to be the lead man today, and we're supposed to be following his lead. So I'm going to introduce him today, but we're going to be working together. I'm going to be right here on the show with him. How you doing, Prophet?
I'm doing good, Apostle. Just out and taking care of getting my gas cut back on today.
Oh, Lord Jesus. That Prophet Dale is always somewhere taking care of that business. Praise the Lord. Well, man of God, I'm here to back you up, you know. I have your back, so we're going to have a good show today. And, you know, I have stuff here to deal with, a little teaching that we want to do. Praise the Lamb of God, and then we're going to go forth. What a wonderful show we had on yesterday and in that dynamic, powerful prayer, praise, and prophecy call last night. Oh, my God, Prophet Daryl, what a powerful, powerful prayer call last night. And the word of the Lord being released prophetically. Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb of God, preparing us what he is about to do. And we thank and praise God for that. Praise the Lord. Look like one of our intercessors are in queue here. Praise God. 630, granddaughter, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, granddaddy.
Evangelist, is all well with you?
All well. On our way to the doctor this morning.
Okay, praise the Lord. Well, we're happy that you're yet alive, though.
Yes, I am.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord. That's what counts, that you are yet alive. Praise the Lamb of God, and all is well with thee. It's better to be on your way from the doctor than on your way to the morgue. So we praise God to visit. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's better to be on your way to the doctor than on your way to the morgue. So we thank God. Hallelujah. And we thank God for the doctors that there is, you know, always the blessing of God in allowing us to be able to do, you know, have those physicians around us to help us with these clay houses we live in. Praise God. He has given them to live with you, and we praise God for it. But I'm listening to God on last night. Praise the Lamb of God. Bertha, your mic is open. Welcome to the show today. My Bertha, praise God, prophetess. You all right today?
I am blessed, praise the Lord. Highly favored God.
Hallelujah. Good to have you here with us. Praise God. But I'm listening to the Lord last night with that blanket check. People of God, those of you who wasn't on the call last night, I felt the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord came over me before I can say it. God has said, by this time next year, those of us who was on the call last night, oh, my God, hallelujah. And then he spoke to a friend of mine this morning, told me to tell a friend of mine this morning, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. This time next year, hello, somebody.
Yes,
God. Businesses we have will be gone.
Ooh, I know that's right. Thank you, Lord.
I wish y'all they didn't
hear
that.
Hallelujah.
They didn't. My God, my God.
Yes,
you know, belief is something. Belief and faith in the Word of God is something that, for the greatest disciples, Jesus still had to ask them, "Where is your faith? How is it you don't have no faith?" Only believe. He still had to encourage his disciples often about their faith and their belief. They come to him talking crazy. He said, "Do you remember the fishes and the loaves? How many baskets of fragments we took up? All we have to do is believe." Praise the Lamb of God. All we have to do is believe the Word of God, and God will perform his word. Hallelujah. God will perform his word, his good word for us and toward us. Praise the Lord. I love him today. I love what he's doing. And I believe it. Praise the Lamb of God. God promised me years ago, prophetess, God promised me years ago that a healing anointing that Prophet Daryl prophesied about last night, a healing anointing was coming on me that I would not be able to get sick. It would be an impossibility.
That's right.
And that healing would ooze from my pores. The healing anointing for healing for others. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And I had a vision that Pastor Myatt and I was walking together, and we was dressed in all brown clergy, walking on brown carpet. And I told him about it, and he said, you know brown is the color of healing.
Jesus.
Hello, light bulbs. Brown is the color of healing. That's what I said, what? He said, prophet, God has showed you something. Praise the Lamb of God. I've been praying for the healing anointing to be on me and on my ministry. I said, well, God showed me us together in an auditorium, praise the Lamb of God. And all, no, my, I'm telling you, people of God, watch what God. That's my granddaughter driving to the hospital. We cleared that up right quick. Praise the Lamb of God. With a little mute for a minute. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I tell you the truth, people of God, if we can maintain our faith and our belief, we're going to see God do some wonderful things. We must remember and overemphasize this to you people of God. We are living in the season now of signs, wonders, and miracles. Hallelujah. That would be a miracle for everyone on the line to behold inside of the next year. Watch
what
God does for us. What God does for us is going to be amazing. Prophet Darrell.
Yes, sir.
You are to the mic with directives today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You got successors in queue. And granddaughter, you're going to have to mute that until you are called on here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. And we're going to have to go forth, praise the Lamb of God, in prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that we can get this show rolling, man of God. Now, what you want us to do, you tell me, and I'm going to do it.
Well, just have one of the intercessors go into prayer, and then we're going to go on from there.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're going to do that then. My God, who do we have here? Hallelujah. Well, Bertha's here. Praise the Lamb. Granddaughter's here. Granddaughter, can you pray, or is it too noisy back there? I guess she's going to punch it.
I can pray. I'm in the car. All right.
Praise the Lamb of God. My God. Well, while you're in the car, come on and pray. I stick and shut in. Is the Lamb of General. Hallelujah for those in home. Come on and pray for us right now, buddy.
Amen. Father, hallelujah. Father God, we come in the name of Jesus, God, to thank you and praise you for, God, yet another day, God. God,
yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you and praise you, God. Hallelujah. God, that you have kept us in the land of the living, God. God, that when we woke up this morning, God, we had activities of our limbs, God. And for that, God, we're grateful, God. God, we thank you, God, that we still had our hearing and our sight, God. God, we still had our voice to lift it up to you, God. Hallelujah, God, and we're thankful and grateful for that on this day, God, for this is the day that you made, God. God, we're glad, we're rejoicing in it, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we ask, God, that even before we go further, God, that you will forgive us of all sins, God.
Yes,
all iniquities, God, that have separated us from you, God. God, those things that we have said and did, God, those things that we have thought, God, that did not please you, God, that did not exemplify you, God, we ask that you would forgive us for it, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And God, that you would wash us with your blood today, God, in the name of Jesus. God, that we might be holy as you are holy, God, that we might be worthy
ability to enter into your presence on today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I ask right now, God, hallelujah, God, that you will look on your children today, God, and God, have mercy on them today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, continue to extend your grace to your people, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the name, as we come before you today, God, God, we come repenting, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, help us in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, as we die to ourselves, God, as we kill this flesh, God, daily, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we ask right now, God, that you continue, God, to show us your will, God, that we may walk on the right path, God. God, continue to order our steps, God, on this day in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we ask right now, God, that you continue, God, to download your word inside of us, God, in our hearts, God, in the name of Jesus, that we may against it, God, but oh God, that we might go into the highways and the byways, God, God, to teach your children, God, God, to share your word, God, in the name of Jesus, God, oh God, to send a message out, God, to repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand, God, and oh God, we just thank you and praise you, God, God, thank you that you have called us, God, to a holy place, God, Father God, we thank you, God, hallelujah, God, that you have chosen us to be holy, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for we know that we serve a holy and sovereign God, hallelujah, God, so right now, in the name of Jesus, God, oh, God, we submit our will to you, God, on this day, God. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. We come under subjection to you, God. Oh, God, renew our minds on this day, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that we may think like you in the name of Jesus, God, that we may speak life, God, into the atmosphere, God, that we may speak life into your people, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, thank you for the burden, God, to pray for your people, God. Thank you for the burden, God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, we're rejoicing in it, God. Hallelujah. As we intercede, God, for those that have fallen by the wayside, God, for those that have given up, God, we intercede for them on this day, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, bring them back into the kingdom, God. God, hallelujah, Jesus, God. Oh, God, recall them back, God. Redeem them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, those have fallen away from your calling, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, restore them back unto you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, those who have hardened their hearts, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we're asking right now, God, that you allow your children, God, to go by and minister to them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, give us the words to speak, God. God, that has softened the hearts, God. Give us the words to speak, God, that will bring them back in the name of Jesus, God. God, give them a touch from you today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, those that are sick in their body, God, and they're giving up, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we speak life to them right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. For God, we know right now, God, that there's no giving up in you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, that you have healed the bodies, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Every blood disease must die today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, every cancer is failed today, God. Must die in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, God. God, hallelujah. We thank you for healing HIV today, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. God, that you have healed AIDS today, God. No longer will their body be bound with it, God. But, God, hallelujah. Light and darkness cannot dwell together, God. So, God, hallelujah, God. God, even as they accept you as their Savior, God. Every disease, God, every illness, God, in the name of Jesus, God, it must bow down today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, we come against arthritis today, God. Father God, we come against bone disease today. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come against every stomach cancer today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. God, the body must line up with your word on today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We come against migraine headaches today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, God. Oh, God, allow the fluid to line up, God. Allow the chemical balance to line up, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that they may be made whole on this day, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we declare and decree, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, that your children are whole today, God. Oh, God, that they have been healed, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And because we operate in the now, God, hallelujah, God, we know it's already done in Jesus' name, God. Hallelujah, God. God, we thank you for those that are listening on the line today, God. God, hallelujah, God. Not by chance or coincidence, God, but oh, God, every request, God, has been made known unto you, God. Every need has been made known unto you, God, in the now, right now, God. Oh, God, you have made it manifest, God, in the now, right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we pull it out of the spiritual realm, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And oh, God, even as the prayer goes forth, God, God, we see it in the natural right now, God. God, we see it in the natural manifesting, God. Manifest right now in the name of Jesus with the power and authority that you have given me to speak, God. In Jesus' name, God. God, we thank you for every dead cancellation, God, on this day in the name of Jesus, God. God, we see bank accounts, God, being replenished in the name of Jesus, God. God, we see mortgages being canceled right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we see your children, God, out of debt right now in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that they're walking in kingdom finances, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we call it so right now, God, and we establish it in the earth today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So, God, we thank you and bless you, God, for this is a blessed day, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, this is the day that you made, God. Hallelujah. And as we walk in it, God, God, we the manifestation, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Now reveal your glory unto your people today, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Rain on us today, God. Shower us today, God, with your glory in the name of Jesus, God. And allow your fire, God, to fire today, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we bless you and praise you, God. We give you glory and honor, God, as we get out of your way today, God. God, have your way on this show today, God. Do what you need to do, God. Do what you want to do in us, God. We're willing vessels, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. We give you glory, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. The intercessors are coming on. Praise the Lamb of God and all the other intercessors. Please push one on your dial as you come on your phone pad so that we'll know that you're in queue as we go. Praise God. Prophet Daryl is leading us, praise the Lamb of God, today.
Praise
in
the Lord.
Hallelujah. And we need you. Intercessors, praise the Lamb of God, a PSM. Please push one on your keypad so that we'll know that you are in queue. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, praise God. Listen, today,
amen.
I want to cover Prophet Daryl our leaderships in our churches. I want to cover
that's
this.
That's what I was getting ready to say, yes.
Oh, my God, we don't want to pray here, man.
I was going to have somebody pray for the leaders and have somebody pray for the gathering.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Our leadership is in dire need of intercession. I want you all that the enemy has forth the spirit of depression, the spirit of depression and confusion is sent forth to the house of God, to the leaders. There are so many pastors who are depressed in this season. There are so many spiritual leaders within our churches, praise the Lamb of God, in the Christian community who are depressed because of the stress of ministry, the stress of life, the financial burden that rests on their shoulders, praise the Lamb of God, and the burden of carrying other people all the time, from the sick and shut in to the children, youth, the young adults, the senior citizens, the consultations, the flipping of different hats. There are so many who are burdened right now, praise the Lamb of God, that pastors are taking their own lives. We, as the body of Christ, hallelujah, we as the watchmen, we as the discerners, we as the Issachar tribe, hello somebody, hallelujah,
amen,
that can discern the times,
amen,
and the season.
That's my
we must
there.
Stand in the gap, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, for these men and women of God who give their lives daily, give themselves away daily to ministry. And even the visions and dreams that God give us sometimes become burdensome to us, praise the Lamb of God, that can lead to depression. I'm asking everybody today, praise the Lamb of God, to call your leader's name, to call your shepherd's name, right where you are right now. Call your apostle's name.
The
call, hallelujah, the leader, teacher of God, the call of their name, hallelujah. And I'm going to ask
first
to come and lead us in prayer, hallelujah, and cover these men and women of God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
come on,
sir.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah to your name.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah to your holy
talk
name.
Talk to the Lord, my Bertha. Talk
thank
to
you,
the Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah to your holy name, Jesus. Father God, we come
pretty
lifting
good.
Up.
Over
Jesus,
to
Jesus. God.
Hear our prayer, oh God. I'm trying to hear to us.
Your evangelists, your ministers, your teachers. Father God, you said that you have given us shepherds after your own heart.
Today.
Father God, you have placed a powerful ministry in the body of Christ.
Hallelujah.
For the perfecting of the saints.
Father
God, we thank you for your leaders, oh God, that are walking holy and righteous, oh God, that
yes,
are living by your holy command. God, we thank you, oh God, for the leadership and the word of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and revelation that you revealed through this to teach us how to live holy and to walk according to your word. Father, we thank you that when you call them, you not only call them, but you qualify them. You not only qualify them, but you sanctify them by your word. God, we lift them up to you now, oh God, because God has said in your word that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against rulers and powers of darkness in high places, principalities of this world, oh God. Father God, I lift them up to you now, and I ask you, God, to increase their faith, Lord. Father God, increase their wisdom, their knowledge, and their understanding.
Jesus.
Father God, increase their spiritual minds, oh God.
the transformation,
Lord.
Oh God. Let it take place in their minds by faith. Because God, we know that the penalty is not in the mind. And we command Satan now in the name of Jesus. Loose the minds of God leaders. You have no authority. You have no power. We come against every wish, every law, every spirit of Absalom, every spirit of the Lord.
Yes, God.
Give me Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, God. Glory, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Day here at PSM Live.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. And I want to encourage you, saints, God is doing a perfect work as
yes.
pray is being downloaded. Hallelujah.
Yes.
As we pray, God
yes.
is moving. Hallelujah
yes.
to the Lamb of God. And
yes.
I don't want you to miss it in this season.
Yes.
Praise
yes.
the Lamb of God. Don't be lazy in prayer.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Rise from your sleeping place. Sluggishness. Face before God.
Hallelujah.
Don't you be slacking in this season. Signs, wonders, and miracles. When God has spoken over your life,
hallelujah.
It demands a response. When God has elected and chosen you.
Nobody like you, God.
Runs for you to pass into his presence. Glory to the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Spiritual family. I speak to my spiritual children today. Press into the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stop all this idle time. Shut the vision off. Press into the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All this foolishness, jesting, joking
Hallelujah.
All the time, and don't have no time to spend on your face.
Yes, sir.
God is calling you
yes,
to a higher place.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
He's chosen you.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
I'm out for the foolishness.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. He even spoke to me by spirit and told me to teach you the disciplines.
Yes, Lord.
Why would God say that? Disciplines.
Yes, Lord. Because
you can't be a disciple without being disciplined.
Yes, Lord.
And you must embrace discipline. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
And the first discipline is prayer.
Yes, Lord.
It's prayer.
Yes, Lord.
Hello, light bulb.
Yes,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
Hallelujah.
You. My God, my God. My God. Prophet Dale, come on. Come on, Prophet Dale.
I'm telling
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. God, we thank you. God, we thank you for the prophetic today, God. God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for every intercessor. Thank you for our apostle, oh God. God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God, we bless you from the rising of the sun. We thank you, Lord. God, we ask you, Lord God, to meet us over in Texas, oh God. Hallelujah. Let your Shekinah glory reign over that place, oh God. God, hallelujah, God. Oh, God, everyone that want to meet us at the gathering, God. God, we ask you to meet every need, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. Give us strength, oh, God, for the journey. Hallelujah, God. Move by your power, God. Hallelujah. Speak today, God. Oh, God, let your Shekinah glory reign. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost rest upon your people, oh, God. Give them a hunger and a thirst, oh, God, in this season, God. I don't know what to say, y'all. Hallelujah, God. We bless you, God. We reverence you, God. Hallelujah. We exalt your name, oh, God, in this Bible, oh, God. Hallelujah, God. Look over families everywhere, God. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We are you. See, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we bless you, God. We bless you, Lord. Hey, God, we thank you. We thank you. We reverence your holy name. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. No, see, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I just heard the Spirit of the Lord said, I'm getting ready to take my churches back. Hallelujah. Hey, devil, you wasn't intruder. Now you got to go. Hallelujah. Hey, thank you, Lord. We thank God. We thank God for our very own Apostle Shakespeare. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I just heard the Lord say, for what's to come is better than what's been. He said, our latter house shall be greater than our former house. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We reverence you today, God. We all give you glory and praise today, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for intercessors. We thank you for anointed intercessors. We thank you for them, God. We ask you to cover them, God. Don't let them get no backlash, oh God. Cover them, God. Hallelujah. Don't let their families suffer, oh God, because they intercede on the behalf of your people, oh God. Cover them, oh God. Hallelujah. Cover their steps, oh God. For you declared in your word the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. God, order their steps, oh God. Hallelujah. Make worthy, oh God, to intercede for your people, oh God. Hallelujah. Give them who to intercede for. Hallelujah. I'm going to call my seek, yes, God. Even shake their beds in the wee hours of the night, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God, to intercede for your people, oh God. To save cities and nations, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God. I'm going to say, he come, but I'm going to seek you. I'm going to say, God. Hallelujah, we bless you, God. We honor you, God. We reverence you. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you for dying on the cross. Thank you for the nails in your hand. Thank you for the thorns on your head. Thank you for the piercing of the side. Thank you for the nails in your feet. Thank you for the stripes on your back. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Worthy God.
Because we know you could have called a legion of angels to rescue you, but you knew you had to die for us to get to this place that we're in now. Jesus, we give you glory.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Send your preach words to God. Elevate our faith and our mind, oh God. Hallelujah. Prepare us for your coming. Prepare us for the coming of your Son, God.
Yes, Lord.
Help us to be rapture ready. Help us to be rapture ready in this season, God. Help us, Lord. You know we are falling short somewhere. But God, we ask you to help us to be rapture ready. Help us, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, we know you know who coming back with you, but God, we ask you to help us to be rapture ready. Let us be the ones that you are calling on. Let us be the one that to encourage somebody, to help save somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let us be the example of God where their ears unstopped, blinded eyes are open, signs and wonders, oh God. Let us be the tools that you use, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Give us the power. Give us the strength to cause the dead to come alive, oh God. Spiritually and naturally so, God. Because, God, we got some folks that are walking around, God, that's spiritually dead, oh God. And, God, you got anything that's dead can be resurrected, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we speak life, oh God. We speak restoration, oh God. We speak joy today, God. In the name of Jesus, you told their life and their lives and the power of our tongue. And oh God, we speak those things to be not, God. And don't they fall, God. You've given us the authority, oh God, to speak against the enemy, oh God. We command the enemy to lose the lives of the people in the name of Jesus Christ. For there is no name above the name of Jesus. Have your way, God, in the name of Jesus. Down in Texas, God, let favor rest in that place. Let favor rest in Texas, God, in the name of Jesus. Everywhere we go in Texas, God, allow favor, God. Favor, Lord. Let somebody be saved, set free, and delivered, God. Hallelujah. Let the people come to the gathering, God. Don't let them leave the same. In Jesus' name, let them come free. Let them be free, oh God. Free, oh God. Look on every speaker. Look on every teacher. In the name of Jesus. Lord, for your glory.
Pour for your glory. Pour for your glory, God. Not our glory. Not our glory, but for your glory. Jesus' sake, for your glory, for your glory, God. God, we don't take nothing for our journey. God, we ask you to put power down in our prayer warriors, even when we have morning glory. God, even when we have the day sessions, God, let your glory be in that place, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Even when we hold in the gathering, oh God, don't let that place be the same, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Even the hotels we stay in, God, don't let the staff be the same, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let them know that the saints are gathering. The saints are coming. And we coming with our vengeance for God. We coming to destroy the enemy's camp. We come against the works of the devil. We come against every high-minded spirit that's not like God. In the name of Jesus, we speak now. We decree now. We declare now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Allah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the visionary. We thank you for Apostle Michael Shakespeare. We thank you for his life. We thank you for the anointing. We thank you for the glory that sets upon his life. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the blessing that flows out of his belly. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you for my own Pastor Chris Swan. See, I thank you for him, God. I thank you for saving, sanctifying him, God. I thank you for changing his life, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. We thank you,
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, thank you, Lord. Jesus, thank the Christ Outreach Ministry. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Pastor Linda in Indianapolis. Thank you for God. Thank you for God. Thank you, Lord.
My God.
Thank you. Help us to be true. Pastor Gale. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for God. Thank you for Pastor Shaquan. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Jesus.
Oh, that's our God.
Oh, my goodness.
Apostle, I want to tell you this, Apostle. Apostle Shakespeare, I want to tell you this. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I just want you to say, Lord, I thank you. For the blessings that you have bestowed upon me. God told me to tell you, Apostle Shakespeare, that he's going to send somebody to pay for the whole conference.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the blessings you bestowed upon me.
Somebody's been listening to you. Somebody has been listening to you about faith. Hallelujah. To what they send it. Hey, God said it. Hallelujah. God says somebody has been listening to you to where they're going to trust God. Hallelujah. That they're going to pay for the whole conference. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Somebody, yes, Lord. Oh, my goodness. Somebody is listening to this show right now.
Somebody is listening to this show right now. You trying to get your business afloat here. You trying to get some things established with your home here. You trying to get some things set in order for your children here. Hallelujah, to God be the glory. But God said if you would just sow your seed, hallelujah, he will make way for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, they've been fighting you with this business here. Hallelujah. Every time you would send a proposal, hallelujah, it would be like a kickback. But God said if you would sow into the into the PSM, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. He will make provision for you. Hallelujah. Obey God. You've been saying this. God, tell me, God. God sent the prophet back to tell you to show it now.
My God, my God. My God, my God. My God. Bobby Doug, you said some very powerful a principle that's laid out in Scripture that the people of God missed their blessing. And I felt the power of God when you spoke. I received every word you said, and God's going to do it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Prophet Carlos, if you're on the on our line up here, please push one. You bothering me today. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Carlos Pierce, praise, push one on your dial and come in queue. Hallelujah. There he is right there. I know I feel your presence, man of God. Hallelujah. You're supposed to be up here, not back in the back. Praise the Lamb of God, Prophet Pierce. I don't know why you're on me. I don't know if you got a word for me or for us or what. But there's something, praise the Lamb of God, you're drawing on my spirit. Hallelujah. But you've made a powerful principle in your, Prophet Darrell, when you said these words. Hallelujah. Apostle that has spoken to you, and you saying, Lord, speak to me. The Lord ain't just, people say this. God didn't tell me that. The Lord ain't spoke to me. The Lord, listen to me. When God speaks through apostle or his prophet, he has spoken. Hello, light bulbs.
Yes, sir, apostle. Oh, Jesus.
And that is a form of rejection of what God has said. Because you don't want to receive it.
Oh, God.
Because you don't say that if somebody tell you God said he's going to give you $10,000 in the next 24 hours. You don't say, well, God ain't spoke that to me, so I don't receive it.
Oh.
Hello, light bulbs.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, God.
Believe the word of God. So shall you be established.
Oh, Christ.
Obey the prophet, so shall you prosper. The very words that come out of our mouth hinder us. Hinder us. The very words that come out of our mouth are our oppositions to our promises, to the fulfillment of our blessings. God releasing to us what needs to be released to us. That our own tongue in our head hinders us from receiving what God has for us.
That's right. Apostle Shakespeare.
You need to sit back and pray and meditate on what a prophet or apostle has spoken to you before
That's
you get
right.
flip-flip, arrogant, and full of pride talking about, well, God didn't say that to me.
That's right.
This time for sure about it that God spoke an apostle. The Lord just spoke and told me that you ain't got enough money to even get it up off the ground anyway. You might as well sow it so the Lord can go ahead and push it right on through for you.
Well, I tell anybody, I think I just told somebody this the other week, praise the Lamb of God. I don't know, was it Albertine or something before she got that check, praise the Lamb of God. If it's not what you need, it's a seed.
That's right. Thank you, Jesus.
Hello, life, but that's just that simple.
That's right.
What you need is a seed.
Oh, bless your name, Jesus.
Praise the Lamb of God. All you got to do is hear God on what to do with your seed.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hello, light bulbs.
Yes.
The widow woman who took care of the prophet over in Zarephath, it's a simple principle. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
God just shows up at her door and says, hey, what you doing? She says, I'm about to cook a whole cake here. Praise the Lamb of God. Flapjack. And I'm going to give it to my son, and we're going to eat this and prepare to die. Because ain't nothing else to eat. The prophet said, make some for me first.
Mm.
Now, she done told him I only got enough for me and my son.
Yes, she did.
He said, but make some for me first. And let me eat.
Yes,
and when she went in the meal barrel, it wouldn't stop out.
Yes, Lord.
When she went to oil, it wouldn't stop running.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, like buffs.
Yes, Lord.
Because what she needed to survive, she didn't have. It wasn't significant. It wasn't sufficient enough. When she sold it, okay, you praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Once she sold it, ate the prophet. It was enough oil and meal. It said the meal barrel never was empty.
Never went dry.
The oil cools never went dry. Do you know what never mean for the rest of her life?
That's
she didn't
right.
go to the store for no meal.
Thank you, Jesus.
For the rest of her days. For supplying one whole cake.
Hallelujah.
Hello, light bulb. One pancake for the prophet.
Yes,
Obedient. Blessed her for the rest of her days. It's right there in the Bible.
Indeed.
Praise the Lamb of God. It's right there in the scripture. I don't have to make none of that up.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
It's the second thing, the fourth chapter. Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lamb of God. It's right there in the Bible. It's there in 1 Kings.
Yes,
praise
Lord.
The Lamb of God. King, one of them. It's there. All in 1
Kings.
18, 19,
chapter.
Right in there somewhere. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
These principles of discipline, which that is one of them. Praise the Lamb of God. If we're going to prosper and be in favor, we be ignorant of how God works.
That's
ding
right.
dong, the witch neck broke.
Yes, Lord, break it. Yes,
don't
Lord.
Think you're going to walk in ignorance and get everything you want from God.
Amen, amen.
Hello, light bulbs.
Teach apostle.
Sometimes God will wink at your ignorance. But when the word of God is before you and available to you and you ignorant, then no. No, you don't have nothing coming. We must put these principles, and ignorance means not knowing. It doesn't mean stupid. It means you don't know. You are unaware of knowledge, and you don't have it, and you have not applied it.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. It's all throughout Scripture, these principles of disciplining ourselves to understand how God works.
That's right.
The woman with the husband who had died, she come to the prophet, my husband died. He was among the prophets, but he's dead now, meaning he probably did some supernatural imposed things for the family that kept the family afloat, but he's dead now. That anointing is left in the house. They're about to take my sons into slavery because we owe bills. He said, what you got in your house? She said, I have nothing but a little oil. He said, go home.
borrow as many vessels as you can, many pots as you can, and bring them in your house, you and your sons, and close the door. Close the door. Shut everybody and everything out. And get that cruse of oil and turn it over and into these pots and fill every pot. It sounds crazy. I got a little oil. But obedience to the prophet's voice. Every pot was filled. She came back and said, I did what you told me to do. I got a house full of oil. What do I do now? He said, go sell it. Pay your bills and live off the rest of your life. He put her in the oil business. Overnight, she had a business.
Yes, she did.
Obeying the prophet. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And if we don't grasp these principles in this sea, signs and wonders and miracles, brothers and sisters, and I'm not telling you to be a fool for nobody. Praise the Lord, because there's some jackfish, false prophets out here that will tell you, well, give me $1,000 or do this or do that and blah, blah, blah to rob you. I know that. But you should have enough discernment and enough Holy Ghost in you to know when God has spoken to you.
Amen.
Because it will agree with your spirit. It will agree with your spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm not Prophet Dale, come on. I'm supposed to be following you today. I'm sorry.
No,
Hallelujah. I'm going to teach principles.
And that's and Apostle, I'm glad you brought that out, because, you know, a lot of times we will believe them old TV prophets. I got one to call me every day. Every day talking about God said this, God said that.
Yeah.
And you tell me, you want me to, you know, and you got some people that are believe, send Peter Popoff all their money. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say Peter Popoff. It profits money. But then when it comes down to the true stuff, to the real McCoy, the real Holy Ghost, the real calling and gift of God, we get a drawback spirit.
Yeah.
God, did you really say that? God said, he told somebody, he told them, apostle, that if they would give it to you, he said that he will cause a floodgate to open up for their business. And I know God has spoke that. I never heard God speak in that manner when he said, bless somebody.
My God.
He said floodgate, Hurricane Katrina ain't got nothing on this.
Lord,
a tsunami ain't got nothing on this. That means he's gonna bless you just like he blessed them women in the Bible, the Shunammite woman. He's gonna bless you the same way. You will never be without. Every time you look like your account getting low, it's gonna be an extra $2,000 in your account.
Amen.
Every time it looks like the business is going to go under, there's $25,000 in your account.
Jesus. My God. Hallelujah.
I had an apostle because I give it to you.
Well, let me say this, Prophet Dale. Let me say this. Spiritual principles that's acted out in what we do and what we go around saying, our cliches and things of this nature, people of God sound good and what have you. But let me tell you something. They must be rooted in a psychological principle of Scripture. It just can't be a fly-by-night cliche that everybody's naming and claiming, all that. That's nowhere in the Bible, naming and claiming. Nowhere in the Scripture. And that cliche ran rampant at one time. It's nowhere in the Bible. Nowhere in the Bible. Somebody made that up. Praise the Lamb of God. And it's a lie from the pit. God ain't never told you to name something and claim it. There's nowhere in Scripture. You find it, I eat it. Nowhere. Hello, light bulbs. The principles must have, when I say a theological soundness, I'm talking about inside the biblical context in which the principle is placed, praise the Lamb of God, and its interpretation is drawn from, exegeted from that text, just like I told you about the women with the oils, praise the Lamb of God. I didn't take that out of context. I didn't spiritualize it or anything. It's a biblical principle based out of God's word. In being obedient, it says, to the prophet, you shall prosper. It's that's the word of God.
That's the word.
Hallelujah. Obey my prophets, and you shall prosper. That's the very word of God.
That's right.
So now you find the principles around it. Give me principle examples of obeying the prophet and people prospering. I just gave you two of them. Sound doctrine. Claim it, put it in the palm of my hand. I throw it up and catch it with my other hand and spin around and shake three times in front of you and watch what God do. No. Because God has to perform this. And if it's not in the word and it's not of faith, it's sin.
Yes, Lord.
Okay. See? That's why I've survived these 40 years in ministry. Because I'm rooted in the word. Hello, light bulbs. When you say on solid rock, I stand in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The word was made flesh. Christ is the word of God that you stand upon.
Yes, it is. Hallelujah. He is the one.
Hello, light bulb.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lamb of God. And if you're going to prosper and be blessed in this season of favor and grace and supernatural occurrences, then you're going to have to walk in the principles. You're going to have to understand the principles. And if you're not going to be manipulated and hoodwinked, you're going to have to understand spiritual principles and not spiritual foolishness. I show you spiritual foolishness. Everybody that give $100 tonight, the Lord is going to do this and going to do that and all that. And here's a line out the door, and 75% of them are not tithers. And the word of God said you curse with a curse. How are you going to bless and curse you at the same time?
Jesus.
Then you walk around wondering why you didn't get a return on the $100. Because you desecrated the tenth.
Glory, glory, glory.
Me, because I tell you the truth. Hello, light bulbs.
Glory.
And can't no prophet or nobody go over God. Do you hear what Balaam said when they brought him the curse Israel?
Yes, Lord.
He told the king. He said, "Listen, I can't bless what God has cursed, and I can't curse what God has blessed."
That's what he said.
Hello, light bulbs.
Yes.
Amen.
I don't have no magic under my sleeve to curse what God has blessed. You can take me on every mountain. You can give me all the money you want. I can't speak nothing against them.
He said,
but if you can get them to sin, then they open a doorway for curses to come on. It's right in that. See, it's in your Bible. You know, you act like you ain't never read it. It's right there. About Balaam. Am I right? Am I right? Ain't nobody saying amen?
Yeah, you teach. Yes, you telling the truth about it. You know you're telling the truth.
This is the word I read.
I'm giving you spiritual principles that's rooted in theology.
Every time I turn around, you know what I'm saying? She don't talk to me. She yelling.
Are you speaking to us, Carlos? No, he wasn't. Okay. Praise God. Matter of fact, he dropped. Okay. Praise the Lord. I'm saying to you all, praise the Lamb of God, that these principles, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. Let me let my daughter Sylvia on. Hi, Sylvia.
Hi, family.
Praise the Lord.
Hi, Sylvia.
Good on the show. Good
praise
to have you
Lord.
Here, daughter. I'm saying to you all, praise the Lamb of God, I will walk in the Spirit, praise the Lamb of God. We're commanded to live in the Spirit, to walk in the Spirit, to abide in the Spirit. We're supposed to be in the spiritual people all the time. But it's difficult to be spiritual when you have no knowledge and the principles of spirituality is not put in place. The Spirit of God is the inspirer of the Word. And we know, praise the Lord, that all Scripture is divinely, hello, light bulb, inspired by holy men, praise the Lamb of God, that wrote under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. We know this.
That's what the word says. That's right.
We ain't thinking about it. This is not a hypothesis. It's not a theory. We know this. That all Scripture is divinely inspired. We know this.
Yes, it is.
So you can't separate the Holy Ghost from the Word.
No, you can't.
You ain't spiritual. And doing spiritual exercises and what have you outside of the Word of God. All right, y'all don't like me. Y'all don't like me.
Oh, I love it. Speak the truth. Speak it.
I get me another show somewhere else where people are.
No, you better not do it. I'm coming with you.
Speak the word.
Praise God. Hallelujah. The knowledge of God, the Word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. So that they can live a prosperous life. Praise the Lamb of God, so they can live a prosperous life in God. Hallelujah. If you're not going to apply the principles of the Word of God in context with the Word of God, hallelujah, you can pull anything out of context. Oh, God said, ask and it shall be given to me. Hallelujah. Lord, I want this car. I know it's mine.
Right.
And you can go fill out the papers and it's repossessed in 3 months. I know, I got it, though. No, you forgot to look at the principle in the context it was given. He was talking to his disciple. Are you a disciple?
Jesus. Oh, come on now.
You follow Christ every day. Is your life sold out?
Jesus.
Are you preaching the word, carrying it everywhere you go? Are you spreading it? Are you a follower of Christ daily? If you not, principle does not apply to you.
Amen.
He didn't say that on the mountaintop to the multitudes. He said that to his disciples. You can tell this mountain to go jump into the sea. If you have faith, the grain of a mustard seed, he was talking to his disciples.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, light bulb.
It's the truth. Hallelujah.
Yes, he was.
Go away to prepare a place for you. He was talking to his disciples.
Yeah.
Talking to his disciples. Yes, he was.
Those are special disclosures.
Yes, Lord.
When he prayed the prayer, make them one, he was talking about his disciples.
Yes, he was.
Hello, light bulb.
Hallelujah.
But make them one as we are one. In other words, give them the same inheritor rights that I have with you. Same position. Same power.
Yes.
Download it to them. Have the relationship with them that you have with me.
That's what he said. Hallelujah.
Okay.
You teaching today, Apostle.
He sure
okay.
is.
Lord.
Thank John.
See, when the truth comes,
he set you free.
Woo. Teach, Papa. Teach the truth. Teach the truth. Hallelujah.
Woo. My God, my God, my God. Boy,
hallelujah.
I feel God here today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My God, my God. I told you, the Spirit revealed something to me. Teach them the principles. I said, what, Lord? Teach them the spiritual principles of discipline so they can walk in them.
Yeah.
And they're not going to be blessed.
Help us, help us.
Jesus. You can't love and hate at the same time.
Amen. There you go.
Hello, light bulbs. And expect God to bless you.
Right.
I don't want to talk about it. Come on, Prophet Daryl. Talk to us. Hallelujah. Lead us in something. I got some more for you. Don't think I got a whole bag over here.
Okay. I don't.
A whole bag of this for you. You ain't got to worry about it. I can't run out.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Just stay with us. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because
yeah.
you're going to learn this if you're going to listen to me. You're going to understand
Amen.
What it is to walk in godliness.
Amen.
To live the truth life.
Yes.
To be a prophetical
right.
person.
Yeah,
that's right.
Walk in prophetic culture. You're going to understand what all of that is.
Yeah.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Teacher.
My God, because you got to see, you got to be able to be sitting somewhere and God just speak to you and say, the lady over there with the hole in her stocking, give her $100. And you just got to walk over there and put it in her hand and say, God bless you, and walk away.
Yeah.
He didn't tell you to get her phone number. He didn't tell you to pray for her. He said, give her $100. You
That's
must understand the principle of obedience.
That's right, Apostle.
Yeah. Questioning God.
Amen.
Hello, light bulbs.
You know what, Apostle? My thing is, we got a problem. We question God when it's when it's time to bless somebody else, but when it comes to receiving, we don't even question God.
No, we don't question God about getting anything.
Let the prophet say, the Lord's getting ready to bless you with $1 million. We ain't going to say, Lord, is that you? We're going to say, I receive it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I'm not going to tell you to go buy somebody a fur coat or go buy somebody a pair of shoes. Lord, is that you?
Yeah, we question when it's got to come out. We don't question
exactly.
when it's coming in. Oh, no. And we don't question when it's coming in. We don't even ask, is this of the devil?
Exactly.
Right.
There you go.
We take gambling money, any kind of money it is, drug money.
Amen.
And we
Amen.
Say money didn't sin, and there ain't just sin on the money. We'll
wow.
take any kind. We'll
yes,
take
Lord.
Any kind of money
yes,
and
Lord.
Call it God.
Mm.
We'll find a wallet with somebody's name and telephone number right there in it and take the money. Say, the Lord bless me with this money. The Lord know I needed
nope.
this money. And throw the wallet back on the ground.
That's
yeah.
shame,
like,
shame.
When the cashier give you too much money back, that's not a blessing. That's a test
right.
of your honesty.
You're right. There you go.
Y'all mighty quiet on the set.
Speak the truth.
Praise the Lamb of God. Y'all mighty quiet on the set.
My God.
Now, you found a bag of money. You found a bag, and you kick a bag of money. It's a bag of money. Ain't no name on it or nothing. And ain't nobody around, God might have dropped that out of heaven for you.
Okay.
That's right.
Because it ain't nobody to return it to.
Amen.
Amen. There you go.
Hello, light bulbs.
Yeah.
But if you find a wallet or a purse, then you know that belonged to somebody.
That's right.
Amen.
You should want them to do the same thing if they found your purse.
That's right.
Amen.
Drop your license in the mail.
Take
everything you got, then drop your license. They don't need their license, and I'm going to put their license in the mail to them. They'll get it.
Oh, glory.
That's what somebody did to me, Apostle. They took everything else. They didn't even turn in my minister license. They kept that, too.
Wow.
The only thing they gave me back was my state ID.
Great God Almighty.
Oh, Jesus, have mercy.
God Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God.
That's what I think of the devil. That's what I think about the enemy. Punch him right in his face.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Prophet Carlos, what you got to say today? You mighty quiet over there in the corner.
Listen, y'all hitting around the head. You know, it's amazing. You know, God is doing some great and extraordinary, extraordinary things. And I want to leave this with you. As I was hearing the other prophet Darrell talk about somebody going to pray, going to pay it full for the conference. Let me tell y'all something. And I heard this in my spirit. And the Lord said to tell y'all that some of y'all, that when you get to the conference in Texas, that some stuff, some deep, deep wounds is going to be healed. Some of y'all walking around with some generational curses so far as blood pressure and heart problems and things of that nature. You don't have to take that stuff back with you when you get down to Texas. But
my God,
You don't have to take that stuff back with you, but you can live the expectancy life. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
We always know. Let me tell y'all something. We celebrate life, we live life, and people are born and people die. But let me tell you something. You don't have to live with your forefather's generational curse.
You got that right.
You ain't got to live with your great-grandma's generational curse. You ain't got to live with your great-granddaddy's generational curse. We're living in a world. I'm preaching a message tonight, y'all, stepping into the impossible.
Touch it and agree.
We're stepping into the impossible because guess what? We're living in an hour now that anytime our faith, a lot of times our faith is tested because God is going to see how we're going to transition into trial and tribulation. But the revelation that God gave me, we know that the Bible says, Lord have mercy, that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And the Bible also says that faith is the substance of things hoped for the evidence of things not seen. The evidence of things is not seen is you stepping into what God called you to and the ministry that God has called you to be and being who God called you to be and doing what God said do when he first anointed you. Oh, my God.
My God, my God.
So the
my God, my God.
Stepping into the impossible means I'm going to take faith, I'm going to jump out here and leap out here in the water, and I'm going to allow God to drive me.
Jesus. Jesus.
You don't know what God is doing in this time and in this season. You don't want to miss. See, let's tell y'all something. We are going to open heaven in this time and in this season. If I'm talking wrong, Prophet Darrell, you let me know. We're living up in living right now up on our open heaven right now. The Bible says the power of the tongue. Those that love us shall eat the fruit thereof. What fruit are you naming and claiming in this time and in this season?
Watch out, preacher.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
What fruit are you naming and claiming in this time and in this season?
My God, my God.
I believe we're living in a time now, y'all, that we can command. If we want friends, we got to command the amount that we want. If you want businesses to come up, we got to command the business to come up.
Come on now.
Jesus, touch the atmosphere. Touch their frequency.
Yeah.
Somebody has a speaker up on, you're causing an echo.
The Bible says over in Ephesians 3:20 that he's going to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can ask or think.
Yes, Jesus.
So the thing is, if God's ways are higher than our ways and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts, why are you asking God for mediocre stuff?
There you go.
Isn't that something?
We ask God for money, houses, and cars. But I mean, the kingdom can give us a whole subdivision. Come on here, somebody.
Jesus.
Give me a whole neighborhood. Give me a whole block.
Jesus.
Give me a whole 3-4 neighborhoods. Y'all don't want to touch
that. Hallelujah.
But when you get to Texas, y'all, hey, transfer, you go into the prayer center. The prayer center, where you can leave all that stuff right there at the prayer center. You can,
amen,
and you ain't got to worry none of it.
Amen, Jesus. That's right.
Some of you wondering, God, I need more energy. Leave it right there. Watch what God will do. Some of you think you preach. You ain't preached your best message yet. Some of you think you done prophesied. You ain't prophesied your best message yet.
Jesus.
The Bible says eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, nor has it entered the heart of man the things God has in store for us. Listen, let me tell you something. You're not going to just shout it out. The best is still yet to come.
Hallelujah. I believe that, man.
Spirit, get ready, man of God. There are about 7 ministries that's within your womb that you got to give birth to.
My God, my
amen.
God.
That
hallelujah.
That you must
about
release.
Last night.
Release.
Yes, Lord.
That's why sometimes you don't get to sleep at night because of what God is really dealing with you. Let me tell y'all something. We're living in an hour now, y'all, that God has proven these apostles. These people going out there saying that they're apostles. They're not doing what. Let me say something. God's going to do a real shaking.
You better say that. Say it slow, man to God. Say it real slow so somebody can catch it.
These people that are going around calling themselves apostles, and they said that God have anointed them to be apostles. God is Jesus. He's doing a real shaking right about now. If they are not doing what the apostles are supposed to be doing, they will be replaced.
Amen.
Yes, they will.
God is playing in this time and in this season. God is playing because one thing that God dealt with me about Apostle Shakespeare, Prophet Darrell, he dealt with me, he said, these apostles that I called, they are not doing what I told them to do.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Lord, what do you mean? He said, I sent them out to be my messengers, not only to be my messengers, but I told them to tear down and to build up and to trust and to cause people to be in place. And I told them to call government order to come back in place.
Jesus.
And instead of the apostles doing that, they started out worrying about the headquarters church and not doing what God told them to do.
Amen.
I'm back in the scripture where the scripture says that the Lord, when he anointed David, he didn't look at David, the countenance of David's skin, but he looked at the heart that David had. What is people looking at these days?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say this, y'all, because I got to save my energy tonight. Y'all are praying for me because I got to preach tonight. Let me tell y'all something. We're living in an hour now.
Wait. Stop the noise. Put a pin right there. You Ooh. Said something that is so important concerning all these apostles that are rising up. Now, I got to tell you all this because, you know, I speak the truth on this show. Number one, anybody that's walking in the fivefold ministry, that is a Jesus Christ, God called assignment.
Amen.
Yes.
Apostles are those whom the Lord has appeared to.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
Has not appeared to you. You are not an apostle.
Okay. Make a plane, Pastor.
Hello, light bulbs. All of these, all of these fly-by-night apostles, you're about to get exposed. And you have no power.
Say it again.
You have no power. You're powerless. And you know it.
Yes, Lord.
You have no prophetic power. You have nothing. And the Lord Jesus has not appeared unto you. The Apostle Paul makes this statement. Am not our apostle? Have not the Lord appeared unto me?
Yes, what's what he said?
Jesus.
It's right there in your Bible.
That's
the main qualification. If Jesus has not appeared to you in a theophany, if you don't know what that means, go look it up.
Jesus.
He has not appeared to you and called you into the ministry, then you are not a part of the fivefold.
Amen.
And stop lying before he kills you.
Okay. Because
you're playing on dangerous ground.
They need to understand.
Okay. If the Lord has not called you a prophet, stop saying you're a prophet and stop telling people you want and stop letting people make you what you're not.
Jesus.
And they go with these offices.
Woo, my God.
Jesus.
There's demonic opposition that goes with this office. And I believe that's one of the reasons a lot of these pastors are killing themselves. Then none of the apostles commit suicide.
That's right.
Amen.
Hello, light bulbs. And then you young bishops, you boy bishops, you little girl bishops, a bishop should not be a novice. Look up the word novice. You inexperienced.
Right.
You have no education. You have not walked. Hello, life up. I know y'all don't like me, and you ain't got to.
Yes, we do. Yes, I do.
Speak the truth.
Somebody got a lot of noise in your background. You in a car.
Well, cut that out so we can hear the word.
Go on mute.
Yes, please.
Speak the word.
Hallelujah. I'm just telling you the truth today. I'm just telling you the truth, and it needs to be resound across the country.
Yes.
All these Facebook apostles. Mm. Ain't nobody even consecrated you.
Okay.
People paying people to consecrate them.
Not me.
Yes,
office that God has not given you. You are setting yourself up for the whooping of your life.
Jesus.
My Lord.
Glory to God.
Hello,
light bulb.
You telling the truth? Apostolic preacher?
Whom God calls qualified. Hello, light bulb. Y'all get holy indignation on stuff like that.
You know what, Apostle Shakespeare?
All these bishops trying to make money, $5,000, $10,000 to be a bishop, and you just sitting people in offices that God has not ordained for them to be in. And you ain't even them. The apostles, they should not be a novice. The husband of one wife.
Jesus.
How you going to take a 25-year-old man and make him an apostle and he ain't lived long enough, or a bishop, and he ain't lived long enough to experience nothing? He hasn't got rid of his youthful lust yet. Then the next thing you know, he got three girls in the church pregnant. Because he has not learned the self-discipline to rule his own spirit.
Jesus.
Hello, light bulb.
Stand on top of the mountain. Hallelujah.
Thing I give the Church of God in Christ credit for, you ain't going to see no 25-year-old bishop up in there. I bet you that. You ain't going to see no 40-year-old bishop up in there.
Okay.
They're going to wait. Play out of you. The play, the player, and the pimp going to be out of you.
Oh, yes,
Jesus.
It is.
That's true.
You may look like one, but you ain't going to be able to be one when they consecrate
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
Everybody.
Hallelujah.
Everybody want to be a bishop.
Not me, Apostle. Not me. They ain't the office.
You're too young. You don't even know what it's about yet.
Exactly.
Ain't even experienced life. Hallelujah.
Making mistakes and errors.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because you got a large congregation and you done grew your church on pimping.
Amen.
But your stuff
is right.
Somebody get that man some water.
Yeah, Papa, you need to taste some water right now.
Yeah. Talk about these disciplines today.
Hallelujah.
Because it's gone rampant.
Yes, it has.
All on Facebook don't even know how to wear a collar. Got on the wrong size collar.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
If I talk to them about the Nicene Creed, the Apostles' Creed, they don't know jack.
My God, my God.
Don't know church history. Been to a Bible school, college, nothing. I'm an apostle. At least the disciples sat under Jesus for 3 years and 6 months, day and night. Who have you sat
yeah,
under?
Exactly.
Yes, they did.
Calling yourself an apostle or a prophet, and you can't stay in place at one church. You done joined eight in the last 3 years.
My God.
Apostle, and everybody is your covering. The devil alive with a bow tie on, jumping up and down.
Jesus.
God, my God.
How are you going to lead somebody somewhere? You unstable as water. You're indecisive. You're double-minded. And a double-minded man who think he is religious is fooling himself. Read James.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You're unstable
yes,
as water.
Jesus.
Who are you going to lead unstable?
Nobody.
You on prednisone. You unstable as what?
Wait a
minute. God don't like me.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Speak the truth.
Apostle, you said they on prednisone. That's fighting medicine.
That's what medicine.
That's my point.
I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That bipolar medicine.
Lord Jesus, help
hallelujah.
Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Hallelujah,
bipolar medicine. Where my granddaughter at? What is the name of that bipolar medicine?
Prozac.
That's the one I was
Prozac,
trying to call.
Yeah.
Prozac.
Y'all know what I'm talking about. Don't play.
Yes.
That's all right.
It's all right. I don't mind messing up sometimes. I'm human. Hallelujah. But I bet you I know what I'm talking about.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Friend, I guess they come and here you is talking about. And you can tell by their Facebook page. One day they are elder, and the next day they are prophet, the next day they are apostle, the next day they are prophet, elder, and apostle. What's wrong
all
with you?
And a master.
Full of
what's
head.
Wrong with you?
Full of head.
I know I got to shut up now. My ex-wife then texted me, told me, listen to the show, talking about, you are so out of order.
You know
what I pray about this stuff. People of God, read the Bible. Slow down and read it. And stop reading it like it's some kind of novel. Read the Bible real slow.
That's right.
And listen to what the men and women of God in the scriptures is saying, what the Holy Spirit is speaking.
Thank you, Jesus.
A bishop should not be a novice. It's right there in the Bible.
Amen.
Yes, it is.
Novice means new, inexperienced,
right.
Green.
Amen.
That's right.
Yeah.
Don't know all about it.
You're teaching the Bible.
That's what it says.
Amen.
I know I'm in order. I know what the Bible says.
Yeah.
Praise the Lamb of God.
You in order.
Yes, you are.
You in order.
And God
you in order. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Don't be anxious to be something that you're not.
I'm
wait
not
on
God.
God.
Yeah,
wait
I'm
on God.
Amen.
That's right.
You desire a good offer, but wait on God.
That's right.
Amen.
And wait till you meet the qualifications, if that's what you want to be.
Amen.
Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
God's faith.
Amen.
Lord, have you called me to this? And wait till the Lord come to you and tell you.
Right.
Amen.
Not to people just look at you and say, you know, you look like a preacher. You ought to be a preacher. You is a preacher.
Mm-mm.
Well, everybody say
yes,
I am. One of my sons at my church texted me the other day and said, I'm ready to preach. I said, you are? He said, yes. I said, okay, why you want to preach? Well, I just think it's time. I said, really? I said, did the Lord call you? I think so. I said, well, he didn't. Because if God called you, you'll never forget that experience.
Okay.
God don't deal with maybes.
Right.
Oh, I think so. I feel like he did. That ain't God. When God calls, you know he called you.
Amen.
Oh, yes, you will.
You'll never forget that experience if he really chose and called you. Ain't nowhere in the Bible where you hear a prophet talking about, well, I believe the Lord told me to come prophesy to y'all. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
Y'all quiet on this. I must be dancing on somebody.
I'm quiet. I'm amen.
No, it's good stuff. We got to hear it.
Praise the Lamb.
Apostle.
I'm listening.
You know, man, you talking some good stuff. Because, man, there's some folk, man, I Frank myself, you know, my brother be playing when we call me bishop and all that stuff, but, you know, that's just something he just do. My brother crazy. But, you know, it's a lot of people that's running around here title slanging. Like that's going to put you in some type of big shoes.
Right.
You just conjuring up some demons and spirits. Because, see, one thing I come to know is
if they knew like I knew, they would run. They would run from this.
I wanted to run from being a prophet. When I started seeing folks looking like demons and walking,
uh-huh.
I said, oh, Lord.
You were like, what the what?
When the Lord told me and my wife that Gabriella was going to be a prophetess, we started crying. I said, I don't wish that on her.
Because
I know. I know the burden she's going to have to carry.
Yeah.
I know the lifestyle she's going to have to live.
Yep.
How alone she's going to be.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know there's going to be a season she's going to have to walk without me.
Yeah.
And I don't want that for her. But God has ordained that before she came into her mother's womb. And there's nothing we can do about it. She loved God. She loved him and don't even really know him. But she loved him and loved the things of God.
Yeah.
You jumping up and down. Boy, you see, y'all don't listen good. You remember we was talking about favor? I'm going to tell it to you one more time.
Mm-hmm.
There's no woman ever born that was favored as high as the mother of Jesus. But listen to what the text says. When Gabriel appeared unto her, Hail Mary, full of grace.
Mm-hmm.
Thou art highly favored above women. And a dagger shall pierce your heart.
Jesus.
Prophet Darrell, when does a dagger and favor go together?
My God, my God.
Jesus.
In other words, because you are highly favored, you're going to catch hell.
So much.
Because you're chosen. Jesus was chosen. It cost him the cross. John the Baptist was called. It cost him his head. Paul, his head. Peter boiled in oil.
Yes, Lord.
Crucified upside down. Jesus.
Yes, they did.
You sure you want to go?
My God.
You sure? Because ISIS over in the Far East, what they're doing is persecuting Christians. You sure you want to go?
Yeah.
Are you ready for God to tell you to go over there and preach?
Jesus.
Mr. Bishop? Mr. Apostle? Are you willing to go over there and do signs and wonders and miracles?
Jesus.
Prophet Carlos?
Yes, sir.
I'm finished now. You can continue. You have 10 minutes.
Jesus.
Not because that's all the time I'm giving you, but that's all the time we have.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Apostle, y'all forgive me. I'm out in the wind. So I hope that y'all can hear me. I'm trying to get myself prepared for today, but hey, everything you've been saying today is nothing but the gospel truth. And like I said, the Lord began to deal with me about these apostles going on because they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. And, you know, I had a problem. I don't know how many of y'all have seen it. And I put up a post and I asked somebody, I said, where do they get this chief apostle stuff from?
Man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the prophet.
I said, where did I get chief apostle from? There's no respect of person. You understand what I'm saying? God don't have no respect of person. God can use a baby if he wants to. You got to take heed and listen. People these days, y'all, we got to know what we're doing in this time and in this season. You understand what I'm saying? There's some things that's going on, and people are taking lives. People are doing things that's of the devil himself. And they're calling it God. They call it wrong, right, wrong.
My God in heaven.
But I just came to encourage y'all today and let you know that the best is still yet to come. Because there are some things that we as a body of Christ must experience. And let me tell you something. All this that we go through, the Bible says those that suffer with him will surely reign with him. So guess what? I want to experience heaven on earth. I've heard that before, but I want to experience heaven on earth because that's some things that God wants us to experience as his children.
Yes, Lord.
I'm telling you, it's time for us to be in houses that we didn't build. It's time for us to drive cars that we didn't think we can drive. It's time for us to be
Hallelujah.
In clothing that we must wear this stuff. Some of y'all
yes,
on this line, I don't know who this is for. Let me tell you something. God done dealt with you long enough for you to have your own clothing line.
Jeez.
Quit playing. You know you are known to make clothes. You are known to make robes. You are known to make clothes stuff.
Leave me alone.
Prophet Dale.
Quit playing.
Leave me alone.
Go on and do it. go on and take them pictures. Put it on the catalog. Put it in the catalog. Quit playing.
Oh my God!
You asking God to make you a millionaire, and God didn't give you an idea. The door, what you waiting on?
Jesus,
leave me alone!
What you waiting on?
Amen.
What you waiting on?
Holy
God has not given us the spirit of fear, but he's given us love, power, and of a sound mind.
Lord Jesus,
it's time for us to walk, y'all. I'm telling y'all, if it's an idea. The devil has shut up and give you an idea.
Oh, my Lord.
It's time to walk therein, y'all. Let me tell y'all something. For so long, I can talk about myself for so long.
Oh, my God.
I had to learn what the prophetic was all about.
Yes.
You know, that's a difference than having an office, being in the office of a prophet and having the spirit of prophecy.
That's right.
And I had to learn. I just thought I had the spirit of prophecy. I said, Lord, every time I turned around, the Lord was using me to encourage somebody, to prophesy to this. The Lord said, speak this to somebody. Let me tell y'all something. I was in a high school. The first time I ever prophesied, I was in a high school auditorium. I said, Lord, I was sitting by one of my good friends' mama. I said, the Lord said, tell them they need to change the name of the choir. And that's the choir that I came with. Said, tell them to change the name of the choir. Said, cause the person was going to come against them. Didn't know what I was talking about. Didn't know completely what I was talking about, Apostle Shakespeare, Dr. Darrell. They got to school that Monday. The choir advisor, child was on the line. Told them no more gospel choir. When a prophet opened their mouth.
Okay, come on, wrap it up.
Open their mouth. You got to take heed. So when you take heed to do what God tells that prophet to do, you can be abundantly blessed. God bless you. We love you in Jesus' name.
Bless you. People of God, we're out of time. It is imperative, praise the Lamb of God, that you move expeditiously to secure your room, praise the Lamb of God, at the gathering, praise the Lamb of God. I want to see you there at the gathering. You need to secure your room now. I've shared this before, praise the Lamb of God. There is no charge to your credit card, and they give you an opportunity, praise the Lamb of God, to... The number to the hotel is 1-8-1-5-5-1-7-7-7-5. 817 is the area code. 551-7-7-5-7-5. Mention PSM in the gathering and get your special rate and book your room so that you can get the special rate. It ends October the 7th. Praise the Lamb of God. Next thing you need to do, secure your flight or your travel to the Lamb, to the gathering. I want to see you there. We're going to have a wonderful time. God has already promised to do great and mighty things for us. There in Fort Worth, Texas, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The 6th through the 8th. Hallelujah. We'll be checking out of the hotel on that Saturday morning. Praise the Lamb of God. Going to the prayer center. And then after that morning session, you'll be able to leave and go to the airport. Praise the Lamb of God. Eat lunch or whatever. We'll our best to have a luncheon right there at the prayer center so you won't have to worry about eating as you're preparing to go home. Praise the Lamb of God for the prophetic luncheon. I'm asking all of you to move quickly. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't forget to go to PSMINTL.org, praise the Lamb of God, and register at your earliest convenience. Registration has sliced in half from last year. It was $100. It's $50 for your packets, all your information, all of the classes, praise the Lamb of God, which are going to be posted, and we're doing a new flyer for that, for the classes and all of that. So make sure you get in as soon as you get in. I love you. Thank you, Prophet Darrell Saunders, Prophet Carlos. Thank you, Bertha. Praise the Lamb of God, and all of you have joined us today to be a part of this show. We love you, we love you, we love you, and we bless you, and we thank God for each of you. Be blessed. I'll talk to you all on Tuesday.
Lift those hands all over this building. The glory of the Lord is not on his way. But the glory of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is in this building. I want you to lift up your hands and begin to give him praise all over this place.
Already on the list though. Okay. I know y'all gonna give it. People who I know gonna give it is gonna be there. Some of them I put their name by there and just put a X by their name until, you know, they pay, but I already got your name down.
Okay. Question for you too. Well, not so much a question, but we were gonna take a trip to Minnesota and just scout the land. And we'll probably do, we was gonna do it this week, but we're gonna hold off. We're just gonna leave like in the evening or one day.
Okay.
And then just spend the day. We're kind of like planning out what house to look at, so we're going in order. We know what we're doing. and just go up there, see what's what, and then come back home. Okay. We'll probably hold it off until after the conference.
Okay.